Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Pro Beautiful podcast. Heidi Baker told a story about the time that there was a mass exodus from her preaching. So she was in the middle of a church service, and two couples were going to be married that day. And they were the first two couples in this particular people group who had ever walked with God and wanted to get married under the name of Jesus or in the church. And so there were a bunch of people in the congregation that day, and all of a sudden, one of her adopted sons set down his guitar where he was leading worship and jumped down from the stage and started beating something on the ground. And as he did that, the entire side of the room stood up and ran out the exit. So I don't know how these things happen from a safety standpoint. Like, was it an open air shelter that they could all escape easily? I don't know, but they vacated very quickly. And Heidi said, I thought that was a little bit odd. And then she's like, I don't think it was something I said. My language skills are not perfect, but I'm getting better all the time. And I don't know if she then went up again to the stage or if she had been on the stage the whole time, but all of a sudden she looked down and there was a second black mamba on the floor. And the Lord said to her, kill that snake. And so again, she had a stick. She had a second story about having a bamboo stick and starting a school with it. But in this case, she had a stick. And so she jumped off the stage and started hitting the head of this black mamba. And she said, I hit it so long. I'm sure the people were like, okay, we think it's dead now. Like, you've probably done a good job. But she said it was still wiggling. So even though the head was crushed, the nerves in the body were still twitching. And she said, I don't know exactly how she speared it. Maybe her stick was also kind of like a pokey stick. But anyway, she got it up on the end of this stick and held it above her head and said in Portuguese or whatever language, Jesus Christ is victorious. Jesus Christ is victorious. Or something like that. Maybe Jesus Christ is the conqueror. But anyway, once both of the black mambas were dead, then all of the people came back to witness the weddings. And so there's, I'm sure, plenty of different lessons that we could draw from that, whether it's about the witchcraft and the ways that the natural realm seeks to rise up against the move of God. That's pretty intense to say, here's the first Christian wedding in this community, and two black mambas are going to descend into the midst. Ooh, that's disturbing. But then also to say, here is a woman who has nothing more than a stick, and she's going to go and kill this black mamba. Okay, that's intense. It's beautiful that the Lord said for her to do it. Whew. I have faced a couple of poisonous snakes in my life, and at least thus far, the Lord has never told me to kill them, which is good because I run away screaming. But anyway, that's pretty awesome. But then I also thought it was really interesting because from that story, she went into talking about intimacy and how the church was not meant to ever be a headless chicken kind of running around, not knowing that it was severed from the head, from the source. But we're also not a defeated black mamba still twitching, even though the head has been crushed. But what the enemy actually seeks to do is to separate us from intimacy with God, that he'll do anything to stop us from being an intimate lover of God. And sort of like, he's really not very concerned about the people who are far away. They really don't concern him. He's very concerned about those who are intimate with the Lord. And so, Lord, I am going to speak on behalf of all of us that we want that kind of intimacy with you. We want that kind of intimacy. And Lord, for the places where the picture of black mambas coming into a wedding ceremony is so horrifying, Lord, we're asking that you would pour out your spirit, that you would draw us into intimacy, that the creatures that would seek to rise up, that the enemy that would seek to come against the place of intimacy, that you would defeat it, or that you would give us the power and authority to defeat. And so, Lord, as Heidi said, that she wants to always be filled or like tanked up with the armor of God. And as she said, if you're not, you can have all the rest of the armor of God, but if you don't have the sword of the Spirit, you are just, you're defenseless. You're just going to be exhausted playing a dodging game instead of actually defeating the enemy. And so, Lord, I pray that you would remind us of the importance of being tanked up on the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.